Call the meeting to order. Denise, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, for those who are going to make comments, please fill out a comment sheet in the back there and bring it up here. I guess we want to find out if we have a quorum.
Pete Todoroff.
Here.
Judy Miller.
Here.
Mike LaFrancois.
Here.
Mike Sullivan.
Here.
Sarah Schmitz.
Here.
Kevin Lyons. Not present as of now. Okay. So as of now, unless Kevin shows up, Sarah is the sitting alternate in for Kevin.
Okay. We'll open to general public comment. And Don Graham?
Doug.
Oh, Doug Graham? Okay.
Does he want to speak during this one or his item?
Oh, do you want to speak during general public comment or during your specific?
I just have one issue. I don't know what the appropriate time to do that is.
You can do it now if you want.
Well, it was about Mr. Carlson's six-bedroom apartment. And looking at it, I can't help but wonder.
Will you state your name, please?
Oh, Doug Graham, 780 Friels Peak.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
And just in thinking through who the residents might be for a six-bedroom apartment, it occurs to me that if it's an affordable housing, that's great. But if it's a short-term rental with the resident, the owner not being here, that's not good.
No.
So what restrictions are on the permit for short-term rentals?
There's no short-term rentals, period. He made a deal with a Hyatt because I talked to him.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And there's six different units, period.
There's six bedrooms in one of the apartments.
One of them,
so
yes.
It's public comment. We're just careful. We're not getting into any discussion, but you're providing clarifying questions for
exactly.
Him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'll get it.
Okay. Any more public comment? Seeing none, bring it back to the board. Approval of the minutes, January 6th.
I'll move to approve the minutes as submitted.
Can we do the agenda, please, first?
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we need the agenda.
I'm sorry.
Oh, the agenda.
The agenda first.
Oh,
okay. I can move to
approve the agenda.
Thank you, Judy.
Approval of the minutes. All in favor, aye, in the agenda.
Did we have a second? Sorry.
Aye. I'll second.
Thank you, Mike.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously. Okay, approval of the minutes of the January 6th meeting. There was a correction by Sarah.
Yes. I provided Misty a sentence that just wasn't complete, I think, Misty. Do you want to clarify?
Yeah, it should have said he said the application is not ready, and it just says the application is not ready. So I added he said.
He isn't.
Nick. It was the paragraph that was
It was the gentleman who was the neighbor spoke when Nick was presenting, and it was the neighbor who was speaking.
Behind or side, or you don't know. It doesn't make a difference.
It says it in, I think it says it in that paragraph who was speaking,
okay.
So.
All right, development project.
We need a second for the approval.
Second.
Or actually, she just made the note. We need someone to approve them as amended, please.
Approve as amended?
Approve as amended.
Thank you, Sarah.
All in favor, right?
No, second.
Second.
Judy seconds it.
Thank you, Judy.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Unanimous, carries unanimously. Okay, administrative case, Mr. Palem. Do you want to do your presentation? Did I wake you up or something?
No, I was sort of expecting the applicant to be here.
Oh.
This is, the third time that Mr. Carlson has applied for an administrative permit? The first time it expired, then the second time he did also got an approval, and then this time he's coming in because the configuration is substantially different. He's getting rid of all of the commercial this time on the first floor. whereas previously there was an office to remain there, and this time two apartments rather than four. But both of those are substantially larger. I can answer any code, policy, and process questions on an admin permit.
Are there any code problems?
Well, there's certainly, he must comply with code.
Okay, so has he complied as far as you're concerned?
The plans submitted appear to be in compliance at this point, but we won't know until he actually gets a building permit. That's when we do the final evaluation. But yeah, I don't see anything that's... With the exception of parking, he's asking for two of the garages in the bottom floor that are tandem to count as two enclosed parking spaces rather than one. The problem with that is the front one couldn't be used and somebody couldn't get to and from the back. So I see that as a substantial problem, so he'll have to build at least one additional covered or enclosed parking space that would to meet code, in my opinion. Now, he's asking that the Board of Adjustment approve that.
Approve it as is?
Yeah, allowing the parking spaces in tandem enclosed.
There's only one tandem garage